Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Pastor Corey Brooks, it's the neighborhood you live and work in, though. How are you today?
I'm great, John. Just a little disheartened, a little frustrated about all the violence that's going on and the fact that we keep dealing and talking about it all the time, and it seems like we're not getting further down the road yet.
Corey Brooks is the founder of the New Beginnings Church and Project Hood. I met him a long time ago. He and his family live and work on the South Side. He's got a church over there, and it's more than just a church. I mean, it is literally a community center, and I think every church on the South and West Side is kind of a community center. You all are as connected to your neighborhoods as probably any members of the clergy in any neighborhoods, Corey.
Yeah, we work really hard to be involved in the neighborhood. We don't just want to be a building in a neighborhood. We want to be integrated fully into the community. So we work very hard to make sure that we build relationships, to make sure that we touch lives and change lives, because we really do believe that the church in the community is the hope of the world. And so if we're going to have drastic change, I believe it's going to come as a result of churches getting more involved in the community. So we try to do that wholeheartedly.
It's not working.
Yeah, it's working. I think for our community, it's working. You know, we've gone from 2012 being the most dangerous block in the city of Chicago. Chicago sometimes did an article called it O-Block in 2012. But we've made great strides, great advancements, and we're not the most dangerous block anymore. Matter of fact, our shootings have gone down over 60% as a result of that when that article was written. So the work that we're doing is working, but the problem is we need this type of work to be done all over the city.
I wasn't knocking your efforts. I'm just looking at these crazy numbers. And you know, Corey,
I understand.
Well, Pastor Brooks, it seems to me, too, that it's just such a function of where you live, that where I work and where I live, it's fine.
Yes.
I tell people to come to Chicago, but I would not tell them to feel comfortable going to Englewood or to Austin. And I don't know what the fix of that is. And I almost let me finish this thought without judging exactly what I'm saying, but I almost don't judge some of the people that are firing the guns or being caught in the crossfire, because maybe there, for the grace of God, would go a lot of us. If you raise any child in that environment, that child will tend to be criminal. If you raise those kids that are shooting guns on the South Side up by where I live, maybe those wouldn't be bad kids. It's such a function of the environment. Even the trigger pullers are victims. Do you agree with
what?
That explanation?
Yeah. Some of that is correct. You know, broken families produce broken people. And a lot of times we see young men coming from broken homes, fatherless homes, and their fathers are not actively engaged in their lives for whatever reason, whether they've been incarcerated or just as a dysfunction, not there. And it's caused a lot of trauma, a lot of hurt, a lot of anger. And, you know, when you put that together with other things in our community, the economic deprivation, the educational system, the influence of drugs being infiltrated into our neighborhood, there are a lot of different factors that people need to consider that are driving the violence. It's not just something these kids are just going out and doing. There are serious factors that drive the issues that we face every single day.
Yeah, think about that, the factors. I mean, that's why this thing is so intractable. That's why it's so complicated, because I promise you, Corey, people are listening saying, John, you just read a list of when those crimes happen. They happen at 3 in the morning. They happen at 2 in the morning. Some of them happen at 4 in the afternoon. But so much violence happens from sun down to sun up. And you think, where are these mothers and fathers? Why are these people out? Why aren't they controlling their kids? What do you say to that?
Several things. One, people are out at all times of night. This is Chicago, the city that never sleeps. That's the first thing. The second thing is, most of the numbers that you read, the ages of those individuals, they were in their 30s and 40s later night hours. They're not in their 20s. They weren't little young kids out in the neighborhood, being killed. But murder, regardless of whatever time of day it is always wrong. And we have to do something to fix it, and we have to come up with solutions. I believe that we live in a great country where we have the ability, if we all work together, black or white, Republican or Democrat, to come together as people to try to solve the issues of our day. And unfortunately, urban violence is one of the issues that we need to solve, because it's only going to make America a better place. If we're going to continue to have urban violence, then it's going to continue to make America look bad, and we need to solve this issue, and we need to do it quick. And I believe we have the wherewithal to do it if we would just put our minds to it.
I got a minute left, Corey. You and I will have this conversation for days to come. But Rosalie on line two said, how many of these young people go to school? I'm thinking of all of the different social forces we could positively impact on them, like better policing or better churches. Would you start with the schools or parenting? I mean, what's number one on your checklist?
It starts at home. You know, it starts at home. Respect starts at home. Guidance starts at home. Direction starts at home. And then outside of the home, these other institutions have to be responsible as well, because the bottom line is 70% of our households are single parent households. So I have to be a better father, not just to my children, but father kids in the community who are not mine. I have to do a better job at that. We all have to take the responsibility and become mentors and parents for children who are not ours. And when we do that, we'll become the place that people will love to visit and love to be a part of. It's called community, and that's what we all have to participate in.
I'm out of time today. I just wanted to check in with you, Corey. I'll call you again. I'm happy to see your family is fishing well on Lake Michigan for Father's Day.
Thanks, John.
Did you catch anything, Corey?
You know, I caught two, and all my kids caught one apiece, and so we had a great, great time. The fishing was great on Lake Michigan, and we're going to continue to do it.
Bertrand said yesterday, I wonder if the Brookses had fishing licenses when they were out there.
I did not say that.
I said that on the radio.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have fishing license and gun license.
You stay well and safe, Corey.
All right. Thank you. Don't forget our food drive, John.
Hey, Corey, I'm going to pause here. Talk to Elif about that. I'm going to pass more information along about that. A friend of ours, Corey Brooks, is on the front lines. His website is projecthood.com. You can make a donation to help him do work you don't want to do.